Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellison. It is Thursday, September 27, 2012.
Episode 8.21, the Week 4 preview show.
Happy days are here again. Those scabs get out and be gone again.
The scabs be out. That's funny.
Yeah.
The scabs be out. We will
it's
talk.
It's the scabs be gone show.
We will talk about the replacement officials.
You know those scabs you just pick at and pick at and pick at? Yeah. Well, they're gone.
They stay away forever, though. I mean, they stay on forever if you keep picking at them.
Right. These are gone. So, I picked so hard that it's gone. I went in and got a special laser.
Ah, the laser. Jeffrey did the hand
laser.
Quotes.
Yes, I did. But I think I made it clear auditorially that there was air quotes. I think so. So welcome to Happy Days.
15 games to talk about because bye weeks are here.
Bye weeks early.
Early bye weeks.
That's part of the reason the deal got done.
Yeah, pretty much. So let's get to it without any further ado, the Week 4 preview show. Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. So I've got to clarify something.
Clarification!
Now, somebody sent me an email. The reason why Steven couldn't remember what the bet was because Arian Foster smashed over 100 yards. That was not the bet.
It was Adrian Peterson,
you
wasn't it?
Decided you did not want to take that bet. That was going to be the second bet. The Arian
Foster
one.
I didn't have a second quarter.
I gave you the two dimes, so you've got two quarters on your side now. So I want to know what the first bet was, the one that we actually made.
And nobody's told us?
No one knows.
You know what? What are you people good for? You are users. Users. You use us. You suckle and you use.
So I still don't. So you don't get this quarter yet.
Until we figure out what the heck it was
or
for.
Or I don't get the quarter yet.
Until we figure out what the heck it was for.
Yes. Because the Arian Foster, the second bet was never made. You didn't want to take it, which you should have because you would have won.
Apparently.
He had 105 yards.
Well, good for him.
Yes, good for him. So anyways, besides that, let's just jump right into NFL news.
If you haven't heard by now, where the hell have you been?
Well, the biggest news in the NFL, coincidentally, Jeffrey, is not surrounding NFL officials.
Come on.
All right, I'm making that.
That's a lie.
That is a lie. I was going to make funny, and then you said, come on, and then
okay.
It threw me off.
Sorry, I've broken your chutzpah.
Yes. Here is the biggest news, bigger than the officials. The New York Jets have decided to turn Joe McKnight, running back, into a cornerback.
They literally told him this way, Steven. They brought him in to the coach's office, and they told him that he's been traded from the offense to the defense.
Yeah.
Is that a mean way to tell somebody?
I don't know if it's a mean way.
That scares
Joe
the
McKnight's
crap out of me.
Not
Joe's
happy
a great
about
guy.
Okay.
I'm just saying that he works really hard and he's very talented, okay? I'm not saying that. I'm not vouching for his character.
Yeah.
He is a Jet, so anything's possible. You could be from Tim Tebow to probably a hitman, and he falls somewhere in between, probably.
Anyways, I traded from the offense to the defense.
It's happened before. There's precedent for this.
There is.
And it's worked
out. Is it really that? I mean, granted, the guy's not doing much on offense.
They don't have a role for him, really, on offense.
And if he wants to stay a part of the team, go play defense. Go try your best. And it just leads me to the Moneyball. You've seen Moneyball, right? With Brad Pitt.
Read the book. Saw the movie.
The Oakland A's. Where he says, he tells Hatterberg, he's like, Hatterberg used to be a catcher, and then he says, you can't play catcher anymore. We know that. It's like, we're going to put you at first base. And Hatterberg looks at him and says, I've never played at first base. He's like, it's easy. Tell him. And then the assistant coach like, it's incredibly difficult. and that's what it leads me to here. So you've traded him from the offense to the defense.
It's
to
really
a guy
easy.
Who's never played cornerback.
It's really easy.
He's like, it's really easy. Go play cornerback.
Talk
and then
to the
they
coach.
Talk to the defense.
No, you can't do this. It's really hard.
Difficult.
That's good, Steven. Good analogy.
So it is. That's
First base is the easiest position to play in the infield.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean it's easy.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite scenes, because Hatterberg's like, really, like, I've never played first base. And
it's
Billy
Bean's
like, it's easy. Tell him. And then the coach is like,
no.
It's incredibly difficult.
You're basically there to bail out all your buddies on their bad throws. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Yeah,
so... good stuff there.
How about my Angels?
Really,
they keep winning.
They keep winning.
So which means we're not done yet.
It's going to go down the wild. What, like 8 games left in the season? 7 games
seven,
left.
Seven games. Yeah.
If they win, let's just say they win five out of the next
They'll
7.
Be at 90.
Are they in the playoffs?
No. No guarantee because they need help.
Okay.
But they're chasing... 2 teams.
So how about they just win all 7?
Yeah.
Put it to rest. They win all 7.
They're still not guaranteed.
Wow, really?
Really. So, I mean, that's fun. I mean, here's just to get people to watch a little bit of Angels baseball right now. Torii Hunter, the postseason has eluded him.
Yes.
And the ring has eluded him. And so he hit the game-winning hit walk-off last night in the 9th inning. And to see the tears in his eyes, this is a group of veterans that know how to get it done. And then you've got Mike Trout. Go get Espen the magazine, the cover boy this week, story of Mike Trout, fantastic article.
It's not about a fish. It's about a baseball player.
A guy named Mike Trout that is the next Mickey Mantle.
Because I watched Modern Family last night.
Oh, was that fun to have back?
And
was that fun to have back?
I know. And the elephant in the
room. Yeah, let's talk about the elephant in the room. I think it's about time we talk about the elephant in the room.
And there's,
and
a
there's
big,
an
giant
elephant
in the room. Anyways.
And the 800-pound gorilla that was there, too. Good stuff.
Good stuff. But, okay, the biggest story, replacement refs. Bye-bye. See you later.
Announced.
Don't let the door hit you on the backside as you walk out.
Oh, and by the way, you don't have to go home,
but you got to get out of here
and never come back.
Yeah.
So here's one of the stories that isn't being reported.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we all know that the replay officials were regular NFL employees and not part of the union, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So how could they get this so wrong? Well, the replay official on the Monday night game.
On any game.
On
the first
Monday
three
night
weeks.
Game. Yes. The replay official.
Yes. Oh, Luckett. Yeah.
What was his name?
Phil Luckett.
Phil Luckett. And if that sounds kind of like a dopey name, I would have you Google search Phil Luckett, NFL official, and you'll go, oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Who looks kind of dopey?
But Jeffrey.
And that was associated with the Jerome Bettis, the man called heads,
okay,
and he called
on.
Tails, and had, what was Steve Largent make the touchdown with his helmet instead of the ball that basically brought us instant replay in the first place? This guy's incompetent, and he's afraid of his own shadow.
I'm going to stop you. Because I've had to answer a lot of Twitter questions about this and a lot of email about this.
He should be fired.
They just say, official down on the field, you need to review this. That's their job. They don't actually make the call. And I don't think people don't understand that. The officials up in the booth call down and say, okay, we've taken a look at this.
You should look at this.
You need to look at this again.
You need to look at this. Right.
But they don't ultimately say, this is the call.
But if this
the
is
head official then goes into the replay booth, he looks at it. And
what he looks at, by the way, is on the screen in every stadium
and
now.
Ultimately, he is the one who makes the final call, not the review people in the booth.
But they were the plan with the replacements, God hurt their souls, was that, and again, I'm not mad at them. They were doing their job. Yeah, they're scabs, but you know what? I'd be a scab for enough money.
Yes,
that's not a problem. I don't have any issues with them. As I said from day one, they're doing their very
I'm
best.
I'm actually a little sad that I didn't
get a chance to be a scab.
Put your name in the hopper.
You probably would have been chosen. And but so as I've said from day one, they did the very best, which wasn't very good.
Right.
And that's not on them. They did their very best. And I literally meant that.
Yes.
I was not being sarcastic. It's a very difficult job. But if the guys in the replay booth upstairs who were tasked with a little extra work of helping the officials, if the likes of those is that guy, if it's the caliber of that guy, I'm not real happy about who's up there in the booth. Hey, are these the worst of the old officials? Is that basically so I can, because I couldn't get a job at Target, I'm going to go stay and go up to the replay booth? It really makes me wonder, because since that guy first officiated a game, I could not take him seriously. And it's not nice to judge people based on their looks, but then when their actions go along with how they look, that's not helpful.
I just kind of, I'm defending Phil Luckett because it was not his job to make the call. It was his job to
say, player called heads.
You need a look at this. And he made the official look at it.
The funniest moment in the history of officiating.
The player called
heads. I still don't
know. Bettis. Bettis
mumbled, okay? He mumbled. He was mumbler.
Hey, I hate mumblers.
Mumbler!
I hate mumbler. We're calling mumbler. We could call mumbler on him. And I hate mumblers. And if you're a mumbler, change, okay? It's not fair to the rest of us. Change. I have a daughter that mumbles less because I have chastised her.
You know what? That's going to make me go get Johnny Depp from the... From Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, where he tells the little boy, he's like, you know, little boy, it's not good to mumble. Mumbler! And he just yells in his face, mumbler.
It's not. Enunciation.
Okay. Just mumbler. For that, I'm mumbling the whole rest of the game.
Yes, no, sir, Bobby. The rest of the show, maybe, instead of the rest of the game?
Mumbler!
Mumbler.
All right, let's get to it. Anyways, it is a happy day
it
for
is
America.
A happy day.
The NFL and the NFLRA back together.
Yeah.
And
8-year deal. Now, who caved on what, Steven?
Apparently, aboard Air Force One. A quote from one of the aides says the president is very pleased that the two sides have come together. And he also added, it's a great day for America.
God bless America.
There you go.
So, you know, the POTUS is really upset because the game tonight is in Baltimore. And so he's like, you know, I may just drop by the game.
Yeah.
And you darn well better have this fixed.
Real officials. And that's the great thing that they've announced. Gene Saditore is going to be the head official tonight along with his normal crew. There, Cleveland at Baltimore.
What I said was send whoever it is, send the seven guys that would be part of the officiating crew ahead to Baltimore. Have somebody be a proxy for their signature or whatever.
Right.
Do what they need to do. Go watch the film. Get ready for the game. And then what they've done instead is the commissioner has temporarily lifted the lockout to allow them to – they're going to officiate under the old contract for one game. And then they'll get together on Saturday, sign the deals in Dallas.
Jeffrey?
Yeah, Bob.
70 years of NFL officiating experience, the crew today.
Holy cow.
70 years between them.
On average, there's seven officials, 70 years. I'm doing some hard math, but I think I've got it.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's a decimal thing.
70 years of officiating.
Yeah. That's going to be, you know what, though? I struggle with this crew. I feel badly for them because, you know, they usually, most people think they have the preseason.
Yeah.
Most people, but they do more than the preseason. They actually go to workouts and
they
practices.
Go to training camps
and they go to training camps, and they do that generally on their own dime.
Yeah.
They do that just to get up to speed and to be ready for NFL games so that when the preseason starts, they're not starting from square one. Well, these guys tonight are starting from square one. Yes, they've been having their meetings every Tuesday night, apparently, with
and
Hercules.
Hockey.
He's been having a conference call with 100 people. I don't know how you do that.
So here's the thing, Jeffrey.
How do you have a conference call
with
100
people? There's 122 officials.
Right.
Counting Hockey League, 122. And they've been averaging 100 people on the call.
I know. They take their work seriously.
They do.
And they should be, they should be admired for that. And I love, so some of the details of the deal is that there will be a grandfathering process for the pensions and things like that. I am disappointed at what the league had to cave on, which was having a real replacement squad or three.
That's coming, though.
It's a development crew is what they're working on now instead. I wanted to see real officials in there to just
both
bounce
sides
people.
Had to give a little bit.
I know. You have to give in negotiations.
You know, and that grandfather clause, we should say, they get their pensions the way it is for the next 5 years.
Right.
And then after that,
it becomes
it gets
a 401k.
Rolled over to a 401k.
Just like the rest humans.
Which, by the way, that's going to be one for the veterans that have been doing this for 14, 15 years, 5 years from now, that's going to be one heck of a 401k. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
your hockey league
is all.
If you want to, you need some help.
He's
need
a good lawyer.
I'm sure
that he's been planning for his
retirement already. Yeah,
he's already got his kid working and coming up the ranks, so he'll be there for him.
I love that Hockey League's kid came up to him yesterday and said, "Dad, you're trending on Twitter." To which he replied to his son, "What does that mean?
What does that mean?"
Anyways,
it trend on Twitter for one of two reasons.
It is a happy day again, starting with tonight's game. Real officials, And
tonight's game?
Tonight's game.
Tonight's game?
Tonight's
Thursday
game.
Thursday night football?
Let's get to it. The Cleveland Brownies travel to Baltimore to face the old Cleveland Brownies, the Baltimore Ravens.
I am now, for everyone, for the first time everywhere, going to do my impersonation of a Brown. I just gave you my Raven impersonation.
Let me see the Raven
now.
Okay, that's pretty good Raven.
All right, now, my impersonation of a Brown. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was not impressive.
Well, I don't know what's impressive about a mascot that's a color. Now, I usually, for fun with the Browns, I'll do my dog pounding thing.
Well, that, it's,
but
it's
they are a color, Steven.
They're not a color. They're a dog called Brown.
Brown dogs is
yes,
what they are?
Yes.
Really?
Brown
really? How much
dogs.
You really believe that? He's got that little shoot-eating grin on his face that... If you if you knew it, you'd love him.
Brown dogs.
Brown dogs. Hound dogs.
Because they didn't just want to be dogs. Because, you know.
If they were D-A-W-G-S, they'd be cool.
But,
the dogs.
But D-O-G-S is not
No, that's kind of lame. It's better than C-A-T-S.
They figured, you know, brown dogs wasn't fierce enough.
Right.
So they just said Browns. Let's just go with the Browns.
And then let's make our helmets orange.
Well,
the decision-making process was narcotically induced. I am guaranteeing that. The Baltimore Ravens favored by 12 points, over under 44, Thursday night football. The Ravens are a Super Bowl team, period, full stop, end of issue as far as I'm concerned.
Super Bowl contending.
Yeah,
team.
That's kind of what I meant.
Yeah, okay.
I wasn't putting them in the Super Bowl as much as saying this is a team very worthy. Oh, by the way, my most powerful rankings will be up by the time you listen to this podcast. I appreciated yours and Elena's work. I didn't post
what
this,
happened?
Steven, Didi's brother came to town unexpectedly.
I understand. It wasn't unexpectedly. I knew he was coming.
Yeah, like a day before.
Okay, how much more time do you need?
More than that.
You don't even call your brother. You just show up at his house.
My brother?
Yes.
I didn't just show up at his house in Santa
you
Cruz.
You wanted to.
I suggested it.
I actually had to call him.
My brother and Didi's brother are very different, okay? No, they're not. They're not that different. However, my brother has a passive-aggressive sense of humor.
Yes.
He will not tell you that he's coming, and he'll just show up.
Right.
And that's his little game that he plays that is very funny to him.
Yes.
But those of us who have
so you wanted
hospitality
to return
things, I wanted to return the favor.
The favor,
that's
see.
All.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there's this history.
Okay,
Adam would never do that.
Right.
So they are different in that way. But besides that, they're pretty much the same guy. Yeah, so had a great time with Adam, and it was just I could not get anything done that I wanted. And it was Wednesday night, and I work on Wednesday nights.
Yes.
So it was really hard to get anything done beyond the normal. When you're adding in family that you enjoy being with that you don't get to see very often. So
yes, my
they're
girl,
a day late.
Elena had an obscene amount of pre-algebra homework.
Ugh.
It was obscene.
Ugh. Why does math homework generally take so long?
I don't
of the
know
process
for normal
involved?
Kids, but I think
well,
it's
Kara with Algebra 2 right now,
yeah.
Honors Algebra 2 is really struggling.
Yeah,
and not,
see,
she's not. She knows she can do it all,
yeah.
But it takes a lot of time.
Yeah, and I think for Elena too this year, I am making her check her own work.
There you go.
So and basically that's as simple as you've come up with the answer. Now go plug the answer into the equation. And make sure that it's right.
See if it's right. See if it works.
Because then, you know what? You don't need me to go and do it now. If you've checked it, I could say, did you check it? Yes. And then I could quickly put in her answer to the equation and say, you did check it. Good.
How many kids are so lucky to have parents, my wife in this case, Steven in this case, be able to help them with their math homework?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just not fair. I mean, for our kids, what our nation needs is physicists, engineers, mathematicians and stuff. That's what we need. That's the going forward economy. And yet, who can help these poor kids get by and become the next big people that are going to save our planet? It's we need parents. You need parents. And if you don't have parents, you got to get tutors. Anyway, so if you look at the powerful rankings, Baltimore is the top silver team in third. And the Brownies.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I'm going to have a heart attack and die. You've got two gold medal teams?
I've got two gold teams. I've got five silver teams. I've got two, four, and six, speaking seven. Of which,
make sure you don't leave without leaving Elena her Lincoln. She's really enjoying her Lincoln.
Her five bucks. I understand. Yes. And I trust
she
me.
She calls it a Lincoln.
That's fine.
He's like, Dad, have you told Uncle Jeff about my Lincoln?
I'll get my Lincoln out of the pocket right now. But you will see that Baltimore will remain at number 32 until they give me a reason to move
Cleveland.
Them.
You mean Cleveland.
Cleveland, yes. My bad. And
I
the
was like,
comment.
You put Baltimore at 32?
No, Cleveland. Yeah. So here's my comment for Cleveland. And you don't, as far as I'm concerned, you won't ever have to check it again. Number 32. Cleveland, OHH and 16 watch is painful, but well deserved. I'd write something new, but you're not worth it. That comment will not change until they give me a reason to change it.
Let's say they beat Baltimore tonight.
I will change it.
All right. I'm just checking.
That's my point, is that Cleveland, I believe, is so bad. There's a reason they're on 0-16 watch, and they're yes. the only truly worthy 0-16 team. It's not like New Orleans is going to go 0-16, although after this weekend, we'll find out more. But they're the only teams possible to go 0-16, and Cleveland deserves it. They're bad. It's a shame. It is a crying shame because we like the fans there in Cleveland.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's funny. I'm now thinking about changing my pick to Cleveland because you've put them in. Every team we put on 0-16 watch,
I know.
They win the next week.
I know. But here's the thing. And you know what? 2 weeks ago, 14 home teams won. And last week, 8-8, which is what I was in my picks, made me a freaking genius.
There was somebody in our pool who got 11 right.
I don't doubt that, Steven. I'm just Give going off hug. The percentages of ES because I play ESPN, Pigskin Pick'em, and they have a nice table at the bottom.
Yeah.
You got this many. The average number is this many.
Yes.
The average number of correct picks last week was 7.
Mine.
Okay. You were average last week. Yes. With a losing – winning, you got a coin toss and you have a losing record on a coin toss?
Hey.
There's a problem, and I call it officiating, because minimally Green Bay probably should have won. That would have made you 8-8.
Yes, it would have made me
8-8. Would have made me 9-7 with a winning record. But it's just offensive how these picks have gone and how bizarre last week was. We don't know what to expect. Look, players are going to have to adjust to these new officials, the old officials being the new officials.
Yes.
They're not going to be able to get away with as much. I don't
All
think they're going to
the
try.
Grabbing
yes,
and pushing
the holding.
And shoving and chippiness is no.
That's not going to fly. And you certainly aren't going to be able to get in the grill of an official. Bill Belichick fined $50,000. Called that one.
You did.
High five.
You did nail the 50.
I've called a few
I
things
wanted
recently.
A suspension.
Yes. And I said that they wouldn't because the situation was too absurd.
It was, but still.
It was deserved. It was deserved. I agree. Next time you have replacement officials, you can grab one of them.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing is all the other, you know, people who got fines, the $20,000, the $25,000, the $30,000, they got fined for yelling at officials. They never touched them. You're just saying grabbing an official, even though it was just a replacement, is only $20,000 more egregious than you yelling at him and berating him with words.
So you're saying, to give a subtle parallel,
yeah.
That's not perfect at all. You can't hit your wife, guys. Everyone knows you can't hit a woman.
Yeah.
But if she's homeless, maybe you can tug on her arm a little bit. Because she's a step down in the socioeconomic status, therefore it's okay. She doesn't have the same rights and privileges.
No.
I'm saying it's not a perfect analogy,
right.
But that's what's going on.
Right.
These officials don't have the same rights and privileges as regular officials. They can't expect to not be touched
and
because they're scabs.
And that's
a bad precedent.
That the league set.
Would anybody say it's okay to hit a woman if she's homeless?
No.
As long as she's homeless, it's okay.
No, it never
no,
is.
That's never okay. So you don't have a double standard.
Yes, you don't.
You don't. And
that's what the that's
what, your thing.
Had he been a real ref, he gets suspended for a game because he touched
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. And deservedly.
Yes. And so I think they did. They created a double standard, and well, so be it, and good for
And we'll now live with that.
Go for Belichick. We both have the Ravens.
We both have the Ravens.
Let's move on to the morning game.
Sunday. Anyone in the LA area, I will be at Buffalo Wild Wings. On Fair Oaks,
You're
South Fair Oaks, north of Glen Arm.
You know,
Why
Cowboys
not?
Have Monday night.
So you
I'm not
come
riding
with me?
On Sunday.
You're not writing. You should come watch the games with me.
I can't, and I don't have to bring my laptop at work.
You could just chill and watch football
and have fun.
And have fun.
Man, I was so stressed.
That was stressful last week for you.
Writing and working. I gotta get my stuff up.
Stuff. One of the great words we've invented. Stuff. And by the way, I've read Shanna Hannigan's too many times for my liking. Thank you. Made that one up. Thank you. Panthers at Falcons. First game up on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. game on Fox. Panthers 1-2. Falcons 3-0.
I know we don't want to spend too much time on each game.
The line is 7 points. You don't even have a timer going.
I know, but don't worry about it. Check this out. But did you see in one of the newspapers in Carolina the picture of Cam Newton?
Yes.
Opening this.
So Cam, imagine his touchdown pose
where he pretends to take
his jersey and open it up and be Clark Kent revealing the Superman S underneath.
Well, instead, he's revealing a pink shirt with a Hello Kitty on it. and the bubble of him thinking is, I like to pretend I've got an S on my shirt. And it's a Hello Kitty. And that's from a dude who had the best rookie season from a quarterback ever last season.
I know.
And because he's had three up and down games, one bad, one good, one bad. So we expect good this week, right?
At Atlanta?
Yeah.
Maybe. They're not going to be good enough. You have the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
You have the Falcons.
I have the Falcons. You're Texas, right.
Yes.
So Ravens and Falcons is my Super Bowl matchup, so obviously I'm going to be taking the Falcons here. Yes. They're 3-0. I've got them going a long way. They are, in fact, Stephen, atop my powerful rankings. They're holding the lightning bolts, I said, in San Diego to 3 points.
Yes.
3 points! You hold the San Diego Chargers to?
Well,
your defense is something special.
Matthews San Diego fumbles inside the 10. Dante Rosario fumbles inside the 10.
Did they just, like, throw it on the ground, fumble, or did they get hit?
Matthews was a brutal hit.
Right.
Rosario's was just a brutal hit. Oh, here, you take this. I don't want it anymore.
Right, but hard hits and things like that are intimidation factors that come from having a terrific defense and a feared defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Atlanta's got. They finally have got a defense to go along with this offense. And the sky is the limit for them in the Houston Texans, as far as I'm concerned. When you've got a great offense and a great defense, that's the 1-2 punch. San Diego has a great defense and a good offense. That's the problem. Baltimore has a good offense, above good offense, but a good defense and not a great defense. Their defense has fallen off the table. That's the problem right there. New York Giants, above average offense, good defense. Green Bay Packers, their offense is missing and their defense is good. Arizona Cardinals, their offense is garbage. Their defense is fantastic. Right. There, I just went through my gold and silver teams, and that's why. You've got, then after that, New England, Chicago, Dallas, Pittsburgh, you've got big problems on one side of the ball and probably on both where you've got problems. So,
all right. Well, we both have Atlanta in this
one. We sure
do. I think Cam
Newton. You think Carolina plays better?
They play better in this game.
I'll be wearing my Cam Newton jersey.
I think what they need to do is.
Which is yet to see a win.
Yeah, somebody needs to tell them that you are no longer cheering.
Jeff Ellis curse.
If you can maybe get off their bandwagon.
Alive and well.
But Carolina, if they allow Cam Newton to be Cam Newton from last season.
Right.
I think they're keeping him in the pocket too much. They need to start rolling him out again. They need to let him do his thing and get after it, get out to the corners, and if he needs to, run the ball.
So tell me what you think of Juan Rivera right now in his second full season as an NFL head coach and coaching this Carolina Panthers team.
No me gusta.
No te gusta. No. So Chico, and we're not being racist in any way, that is his nickname, okay? Chico is his nickname. Yeah, Juan Rivera. Yeah, all of his buddies call him Chico.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not being mean.
I would not call him.
I would not. I would call him actually Mr. Rivera until he asked me to call him otherwise.
I would just call him Coach.
First time I'd probably say Coach, probably, I guess. Yeah you're right. Yeah. I always call him Coach.
Yeah.
I always call the guys Coach.
Because they're the coach.
And you know what? It's a sign of respect.
Yeah.
It's a sign of respect. But his buddies all call him Chico.
Okay.
So what do you think of Coach?
No me gusta, right?
Yeah. No me gusta también.
I think that he's not.
No one was built for Cam Newton.
Aggressive enough.
But when you get a Cam Newton, are you really prepared?
Be aggressive.
But you, you are prepared with your first tenure as an NFL head coach. You want to play it a little safe unless you're Rex Ryan.
You know, I remember
you don't have a team you can do that
one
with.
One of my favorite coaches, Coach Garcia, and this was
we'll Coach
my freshman year, and Coach would always, you know, there's a tendency that coaches are harder on their worst players than they are on their star players. And Coach Garcia was opposite.
Good.
He's like, Steven, I am harder on you because you are one of the best players on the team.
At least that's what he told you.
At least what he told me. That's right.
No, Steven, that's like, the way I like to
and
coach.
He's like, I'm going to be harder than you. I don't expect what you're doing. I don't expect that from, you know,
Tom.
Raul over there. I don't expect that from him. So why am I going to be harder on him? He can't give me the quality that you can.
Here's the other thing, Steven. When you are a leader on a team, and everyone knows who the leaders are, whether or not you've appointed captains,
right,
and the coach is harder on the leaders on the team and the captains, the rest of the players, they're being chastised on the team's behalf.
Right.
Because they generally, like my son, can take it.
Yes.
They can take being yelled at. And they're not going to turn into some little flower that wilts.
Right.
And then the rest of the players are like, wow, I'm glad that wasn't me. I better make sure I don't do that.
Exactly. If Cam could get yelled at like that, I better step it up. I'm going to bring my A game.
Exactly. Go back to, real quickly, the Angels, Mike Trout, Espen the Magazine. Great article on the cover this week. At AAA, he is coming into – he took third from first on a single, but he didn't come in hard to third. And the coach lit him up on the field during the game.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's supposed to be the next Mickey Mantle.
Right.
And then he says, you go in hard every play. You don't come walking into third base. You come in hard every play. You make him make that throw. You make him throw the ball away. Then you score. And Trout just says, yes, sir. And he says, I knew, this is the coach, I knew I would never have to tell him twice.
Won't have to tell him again.
That's great players. That's Cam Newton, folks.
Anyways,
and let him be
we'll
Cam.
We'll see how he does. I still like Atlanta. Atlanta's just
now,
playing good ball.
The line
see...
here, Steven, 7?
Yes.
About right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I would
agree
with that.
Based on the Panthers' previous performance.
Don't have a dumbest line yet, but just know that we are flawless with our dumbest lines. Patriots
the
at
New
Bills.
England Patriots travel to Buffalo to face the Bills.
They're looking up, by the way, those Patriots are.
The Patriots are favored by 4.
And they're looking
51.
Up at the team ahead of them in the standings, the Buffalo Bills. Isn't that funny?
And I wish I had the cojones to take
I have the cojones.
No.
I will show them to you.
Oh, my. No, please.
I'm not kidding.
Stop.
I will show them to you.
Oh, my God. He's pulling his pants down.
I will show you.
Dude.
Big hairy cojones. I'm all in with the Bills.
I just hope that, you know, you all realize how lucky you are that you do not have to witness what I just witnessed.
It's refreshing to get those guys some air.
Be happy that this is only radio, folks.
Guys, get your guys some air. Just, you know, a couple times a day.
Be happy that this was radio.
I'm taking the Buffalo Bills, Steven.
Well, good. Good. Then you're giving me ammo. I'm going to take the Patriots.
Make it the challenge game?
No. Not. I mean,
because I am
I've
the smartest man alive.
You are. You are.
I am the smartest man alive!
You squeak.
Did you have to play it? Really?
Hey, dude!
Okay, you are.
Yes, I am.
But you know what? Just remember, I was quite happy. I was quite happy with
that.
Sure,
because the Eagles won.
Lost.
Lost, whatever.
Yes.
Yes, the Eagles lost.
Steven.
What was that?
Mumbler!
Serious mumblers going on here.
I got the Patriots. You got the Bills. Let's move on because I don't want you to change your mind. Vikings at Lions. The Minnesota Vikings travel to Detroit.
That's in Michigan.
To face a Lion team that may or may not be with Matthew Stafford.
In fact, this is off the boards most everywhere. I was able to find one casino that was taking bets on this at 7.5 in favor of the Lions. The over-under is off the boards everywhere. So basically, monitor this. If it were today, Vikings at Lions, and with Matt Stafford being questionable, I put $10 on this game.
Yeah.
And I take the 7.5 points and just see what happens.
Give me the Vikings and
see what happens. Because if Stafford doesn't start, I like the Vikings in this game. Yeah. It's a divisional game. Chris Ponder is getting better every week.
Are you ready for this? I like the Vikings regardless.
Whoa.
I like the Vikings regardless.
Really?
I will say it again. I like the Vikings.
Straight up.
Straight up, regardless who's quarterbacking the Lions.
That's a cojones pick, and please don't show me. Do not.
The Viking, I got to sit here and take it, and you can't take
it? Steven, when I do it to you, it's funny. When you do it to me, it's abusive. That's a double standard. Yes, it is.
It's abusive.
So there is...
oh, gosh.
So...
you're just sad because your mister's not as big as my mister.
Look, just because my mister might be called a missus, that's really not anyone's concern.
Okay. Oh, we're having way too much fun in this show. We got to move on. I've got the Lions. Who you taking? I mean, I've got the Vikings. Who you taking?
I tentatively have the Lions. This cannot be the challenge game because we're going to have a quarterback.
You can't say
okay, well, if Stafford starts.
You got to make a pick.
If Stafford starts, we know the challenge games can be changed if there is a star player who goes MIA.
Yes.
So with Matt Stafford as the quarterback,
I'm not making
yes.
it a challenge game anyways. But okay.
I've got the Lions. They're at home. I think it's going to be an exciting game. I don't think it'll be as close as the 7.5 points are making you think. Mm-hmm. But again, the 7.5 is one place. The line's going to change on this. I can't even make it a dumbest wager line because I know the line's going to change.
Chargers
at Chiefs. Next 10 a.m. game on CBS Sports. The San Diego Chargers got thumped. Foolish Chargers. I'm taking the Chiefs. That's all there is to it. The Chargers are an abomination.
Wow. Abomination? Do you know what that word even means?
Yes, I do. I don't think that word means the thing you think it means.
I can't feed tuna to a fish.
Make tuna fish.
It's an abomination.
That's
Lilo and Stitch, dude. Lilo and Stitch.
Abomination is literally a thing that causes disgust.
Yeah, well, that's what Lilo says. She's like, all we had was tuna, and I can't feed him a tuna fish. Do you know what tuna is? It's fish. It's fish! If I fed him a tuna sandwich, it'd be an abomination. She's talking about feeding to a fish.
Sure. No, I had sushi, though. You're just reminding me of my lunch yesterday. Adam had a very successful meeting at JPL.
Good.
And
good
so he
Adam.
Took his sister and me to a really nice sushi lunch.
Very nice. Well, I was quite impressed.
Ate a lot of abomination, let me tell you.
I was quite impressed with the...
What he's doing?
Heavens. With the sat cube. It was...
Cube sats are going crazy.
Cube sat. It was...
They're being consumed in large numbers.
The way this thing opens up and sits.
Deploys,
Deploys. I was very impressed.
He has more things circling the earth than anyone else.
He assembled it inside my house. And I was just watching in awe. And he was explaining to me what every little thing did. And I was like, I want one. Can we put one up in the air?
Can we put and what would our CubeSat do? Broadcast our show for extraterrestrials.
The next thing you know, alien shows like I want to watch football because Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis say it is the greatest thing on the
world.
Well,
it's interesting that accent. India is actually branching out.
That's wrong. I knew you were going there.
The minute you made a bad accent,
I did, and I knew you were going there. But it's true; they've got an 8-team league.
Yeah,
now in India.
Rock
American
on
football.
We
good
support completely.
And you know what?
If you need us, we're
me
there.
To go and call a game or two, I will do it. I'd be more than happy to.
Now I've been closer to India than you are. Well, you haven't been to Asia much, have you?
No. Matter of fact, I've not.
It's very
been
different. It's very different.
I've not been to any parts of Asia.
Oh, dude. You'd love it.
It's on my bucket list.
You'd love it.
I'm just really excited that I get to bring my entire family to London this year.
London.
We're
going to
do some cool things. And Trisha doesn't know this yet.
Then
so
don't say it on the show.
Not say it on
the
show. Okay. But here you go. Are you ready?
Write it on the piece of paper.
You know what I wanted to
just
do with you?
Put the microphones and tell
me. You know what I wanted to do
put
with
the
you?
Tell me. What?
But we've never really...
Done. Yes.
We're doing that.
No way.
Yeah, we are. We're going to. Steven's going to go underwater. Can you believe that?
Oh, that thing?
Yes.
I thought you meant the other thing.
What other
thing? You meant the other thing.
Oh, maybe. No, we're not doing that.
See? I can do it.
Wait a minute. We may...
You should do
that, too. We might be doing
too.
That, too. Yeah,
you should do
I
that
think
too.
We are. I think that is one day.
You guys, how many days are you guys spending?
Six.
Oh, my gosh. You could actually do it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it is.
Because that one thing
And we're taking it. I'm Elena won't listen to the show before. So we are taking Elena on her birthday to the Harry Potter studios.
Oh, where all that's the sets awesome. Are yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everything. And we get to walk through and get a tour.
Do you have anybody to take you a little extra special?
A little extra special.
You know, the places that the regular public can't go?
I don't know, but I'm going to.
You don't know. That's why I'm putting it out there for people.
Ah, okay.
I'm putting it out there. If just like, okay, there. I'm going to just, since we're taking care of business.
We're taking care of business.
Simpsons Tapped Out. You know how many people have stepped up to play with me?
One.
Less.
No, no, I saw someone who sent you
Bull
an email.
Bull crap. Nobody sent me an email.
They put it on, they put a comment on the show. They gave you their name. So you've had one. And I
do. You didn't tell me?
Downloaded. I'm sorry. I thought you see the...
I've already unlocked Bart. Bart's back. Because you rebuilt Springfield. And it's not a lot of fun, but it's kind of...
Okay. So but anyway, people,
so one
send
did,
Jeff
so
an
email. One did. One Simpsons did. Tapped out.
And send Jeff an email. We,
please,
we were wrong.
Jeff
we
at
said
R-A-R-N.
The party at Sport Cafe was going to be Friday.
It's
not.
Saturday.
It's Saturday.
We always screw
we made
this
a mistake.
Up.
It's a Saturday because the Saturday before the game, come out because that's when people come down. They spend the weekend.
I've not
London.
Heard from Ian yet. I sent him a note two
Ian
days ago.
Doesn't love us anymore?
I don't know.
Get on the phone and call him.
I did. It just rang and rang and rang.
Sport Cafe, Saturday. We're going to be there regardless. Whether Ian wants us there or not, we're going to tear the... What if it doesn't exist anymore?
Well, no. Sport Cafe exists, trust me. But what if the Kraft family, again, rents it out for themselves? Because the Patriots are in town.
They are.
And when the Patriots are in town, they know where to go to.
They have set precedent.
They know where to go to.
All right. Well... anyways, send an email, Jeff at RARN.net with your name and the names of anybody else you want on the list.
And any friends who play Simpsons Tapped Out.
Yes. And there
and
you
we'll
go.
And we'll get you on the list. You can jump the queue and come to the party and have a great time and join us.
Seahawks
I've got
at
the Chiefs.
Rams. You have the Chiefs. I have the Chargers.
You have the Chargers. That's why I suspect it.
The Seattle Seahawks.
We failed to mention Patriots Bills will be on Sky Sports.
Yes, Patriots Bills will be. The Seattle Seahawks travel to St. Louis to face the Rams.
That'll be fun. We can tease that game on TV because we differ.
The Seahawks 2.5 points.
Seahawks 2.5 point favorites at Rams.
Which means St. Louis has the ability to be a special upset special.
They absolutely do. But there's one thing standing in their way. A victory.
Yes.
Do I believe the Rams can beat the Seahawks? At home, yeah, I do. I'm taking the Rams.
Jeffrey, wow, we are differing on a lot of games.
Well,
today,
you know what?
Folks.
You got a lot of games wrong last week, Steven, and we agreed on most of them. So we have to be very different so I can start to get them all right. Seahawks,
you know what?
At Rams.
That look, the Rams. You want to believe, and I love you for this. You believe in something, you're gonna believe. You're gonna go down believing it.
Yes.
The Rams are not that good, Jeffrey.
Okay.
And this Seattle defense is going to get after Bradford. I've seen Bradford get pummeled to the ground. Look over to Fisher and say, please, man, do something. I am getting pummeled.
Okay, I think I made a mistake in my power rankings.
He's going to pummel him.
I have Seattle below St. Louis in my power rankings by one spot. I believe Seattle should be one spot ahead of St. Louis, to be fair.
Yeah.
I made an error there. However, since they're that close... The home team wins.
Okay.
That's all there is to it.
All right.
Seattle hasn't had... when have they gone on the road? They went to Arizona?
They went to Arizona. And
wow, how do I know that?
I don't know.
First
That's week
weird.
Of the season.
But now they're going further. They've not had to travel as far as they... And this is the most traveled team in the NFL because they don't have a choice. They live up in the freaking corner of America. So, Steven's got the Sea Sloths. I've got the Rams. We differ on three games so far.
No, I think you've got that wrong. I've got the Seahawks. You've got the Lambs.
That's true.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
All right.
I'll give you that.
The
I can't
San
tonight.
Francisco 49ers travel across the country to face the New York Jets.
Does anybody in their right mind think the Jets have got their stuff figured out yet?
No.
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 I've taken all home teams thus far. Until now. Until now. Until the now. 49ers, my friends, they are 4-point road
favorites.
Favorites. And that's a tough place to be, 4 points. I don't know what the final of this game is going to be. The over-under is 40, so you got to be careful taking the under on this.
Well, I can tell you what Peter King thinks. Peter King thinks 23-13 San Francisco.
23-13, so you'd have you take the over.
Yes.
No, that's still the under.
That's still under.
That's still the under. You know, you but Peter under. King is so seldom right on his picks.
On his picks, I would but take his over-unders are generally
more accurate,
a little more accurate.
Okay, I haven't really followed his picks so much because he's so often wrong. I like our picks better. Niners at Jets. Yeah, I do think the under probably comes out here on top with 40.5. That might have to be my dumbest wager line. Haven't looked at the rest of the games yet.
What,
but
the Niners?
Just taking the under on the Niners Jets.
Oh, okay.
That might be my dumbest wager line at 40.5.
I see. You think that's a lot of points?
I think it is a lot of points for those two teams in this situation. If it was in San Francisco, I would think San Francisco could probably score 28, maybe 30 against the Jets, and the Jets would just put up 12 or something and cover it. But yeah. It's in New York, so the scoring will be down.
The fact that it's a West Coast team traveling across the country to the East Coast.
Tough, but these San Francisco teams done it enough times.
Yeah, they have.
They consistently do it. Yeah. They're showing that they are a team that travels well. Not many West Coast teams travel well historically.
Yeah, well, the Niners were 10-0 in morning games last year. I mean, 5-0.
Oh, wow. There's a nice little nugget.
They were 5-0 at 10 a.m. games last year.
So. Interesting.
I'm going to take San Francisco. I have no problem with that. I don't know what the final score would be. I wouldn't touch this line, either the over or the... Because the next thing you know... The Niners put up 28 points, and the Jets are trailing, and they get some garbage time TDs, and they put up 20, and mm-hmm. it's 28-20, mm-hmm. and they've gone 8 points over the
right.
line.
So right.
I'm taking the Niners.
You could see that happen.
I do see that happen.
Titans at Texans, the final morning game for those of us out here in the West Coast.
The Tennessee Titans finally got a win. 1-2
against the Houston Texans.
They
3
pulled
and
out all the stops. Special teams, backwards passes.
Yeah, that was a pretty fun play.
I mean, they had all kinds of good stuff.
Third to worst team in the NFL, if you ask me.
They will not be Houston.
And Houston is my number two ranked
number
team.
Number one.
So we've got – you like Houston on number, top number of Atlanta? One. Because they're your Super Bowl team.
Yes.
So I've got my Super Bowl
team
on top. I have
number one.
Well, we've got three 3-0 teams right now. And
yes.
I suspect after this weekend, we might still have three 3-0 teams.
I don't see. You've got so we've got Zona, we've got Houston, and we've got Atlanta. I don't see any of those.
Yeah, I don't see them losing. In fact, I like what my Zona comment was. I looked ahead. Mm-hmm. They're going 7-0. Their schedule is so stinking soft that once they go 7-0, I mean, my gosh, at that point your confidence is so high. Even though you really on this run, they have an easy run right now. So you know what good teams do? They beat down teams that aren't as good as them.
Right.
So track Arizona here, not if they win, but if they're beating down these teams that are far inferior to them. Give me some examples, Steven.
Right
for
now?
Arizona, yeah. Do you have them?
Arizona, their schedule?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought you might have it right in front of you.
I do not.
I can pull it up in a sec.
I got it right here.
Okay.
It's coming up. So after they've...
I wasn't kidding.
They've got the Miami Dolphins.
I wasn't kidding.
Right. Wow. So
you see what I'm saying? 7-0? Yeah.
It is looks very nice right now for the Arizona Cardinals. After the Miami Dolphins, they've got... Why is it not showing me? I thought I had it.
Okay.
No, here it is. So after the Miami Dolphins, then they have the Rams. Then they have the Bills. That'll be good. No, it's in Arizona. So
exactly.
They've got
Minnesota.
They've got
that'll
Minnesota.
Be a good game.
And then they got the Niners.
And that's week 8. Yes. Monday Night Football. And that's going to be one heck of a ball game. We should really be at that game in Glendale, Arizona, where they host the San Francisco 49ers for a divisional lead. That'll be fantastic.
Make it happen. No, that's the week we're
that's,
in
October. Dang it!
That's London week.
So I will actually be in TalkSport studio watching this game on TV.
Yes,
and are. Doing live commentary there from TalkSport. And Stephen will be nice asleep. Stephen, is it essential that we leave at the same time Sunday night? Why did Trisha pick 5 o'clock instead of the 9 o'clock flight? I didn't want to miss Sunday night football, but now she has this missing.
Because we.
Pretty.
I don't know.
Because I'd rather leave at the 9 o'clock flight and get in later because I'm going to have to work at 1 a.m. when I land, and I'd rather not have there be 13 hours till I have to work because I don't know how I stay awake.
Don't you want to sleep?
I want a nap. I don't want to get my whole body off clock completely.
Oh, I see. So, I don't know. I don't, and I don't know if we can change it.
No, we can't, but I've got a case because they canceled my flight home. I can plead the mercy of the court, and they'll allow me to make some moves probably.
I don't know.
I'm expecting to fly home premium economy because they screwed with my flight home.
Right.
So I can at least say, hey, Virgin, hey.
Right.
You messed with me.
Okay.
So on the flight, I was hoping to leave. I thought, I don't know why 5 o'clock, 5:30, when we're going to miss Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football.
You missed it last year.
I don't want to miss it if I don't have to.
I think that's what she was going on last, is that...
No, there's a 9 o'clock flight now, and it gets us in at 3:45.
All right, you're whiny now, and I don't like it. So let's keep going.
All right.
Because we're moving right along.
Titans and Texans. There's no part of you that has the Titans here winning this ball game.
Afternoon game.
Locker underneath that tackle there.
We both have the Texans.
And Chris Johnson.
The Oakland Raiders.
Chris Johnson. Let's just. Oh,
CJ 200. If I ever meet the dude, I'm going to call him CJ 200. And he'll probably pummel me. And that's cool.
He won't try that hard.
I will be like.
He won't try that hard to pummel you. He'll like lift his arm and go, eh. Never mind.
CJ 200, baby.
I just call you CJ Y. Why? Why are you doing this?
The Oakland Raiders travel to Denver to face Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. The Broncos are favored by 6.5. And it's like...
I can see the Raiders win this game.
I can't.
I can. I'm going to take the Broncos, but Peyton Manning, if you let me down, I will find you. So help me, I'll find you.
Look, in the last two games, they kind of started cold.
Kind of.
I think they'll warm up to this game.
I don't think Peyton knows the intensity of the Broncos-Raiders rivalry. Now, this week's South Park, which aired last night, was all about American football, and it always includes in the Denver Broncos because the show is based in the Colorado area. It gets extremely filthy in the second half, but the first half is pure comic gold.
I'll have to go check it out.
They call it Sarcasta Ball, where because for player safety reasons – all the kids now play a new game where they wear tinfoil on their hats and the boys wear bras and they play with a balloon. And when the balloon's in the air, everyone hugs each other.
Interesting.
So nobody will get hurt. Sarcastaball. He's just being sarcastic and ends up taking over the nation. And they work in some of Monday Night Football. And they have the officials calling touchdown, calling incomplete pass. And then they throw it up to the replay guy and he says it's a field goal. So it's as timely as today's headlines. I love that about South Park, but it gets very filthy after the midway point. Just warning, you've been warned. Broncos, so yeah, they've got even Peyton Manning in there.
We got Broncos. We'll move on. I
can see the Raiders win. They woke up. Somebody put an electrical current through them last week.
Okay, it was a brutal hit on Darius Haywood-Bey.
Yeah.
I think they kind of rallied around that cry for that game.
For that game. Come a week later?
Yeah.
That's in the past now. We're still the same guys.
We are.
We're not very good.
The Miami Dolphins travel to Arizona to face the Arizona Cardinals.
Cardinals! Woo! 3-0, hosting the Dolphins. Oh, my God. Okay, this. Can I take this? This is my most dumbest wager line. Cardinals only favored by 5.5.
Yes.
I'm locking this as a dumb wager line right here.
I have it.
I've got a little money action. I got a green that I highlight the line with to show that it's a dumb wager line.
Yes.
5.5? You kidding me? The Dolphins in Arizona? Arizona?
Freaking idiot.
Seriously, Napoleon?
I like Arizona. Look, the Dolphins are different.
The Dolphins are different than most football teams.
Yeah, that too. But, you know, Reggie Bush, he's back at practice. We don't know how healthy and how effective he's going to be anymore. He was looking good. I felt bad for the dude going down. Mostly I felt bad for a lot of my fantasy teams where I had him. And, you know, he got me 6 points. And I was like, man, that's in a quarter and a half. This is going to be great. Let's go.
And his total? Down. 6 points.
And, yeah, because he got.
Look, I am fantasy football hell. If anyone thinks they have it bad, you don't have it as bad as me, I guarantee. I have 11 teams.
You don't have it as bad as Jeff.
I have 11 teams. I'm so bad that when I send in my Sky Sports, I'm sorry?
You have 12 teams, by the way.
I have 12 teams. I send in my Sky Sports one, which is due every Wednesday night for us here, where we have to put in our team for the week on the celebrity panel on Sky Sports. And Steven was kind enough to point out, Jeff, you're starting a guy on a bye.
Yeah, I was going to let you roll with it.
They should have pulled those guys out of the list.
No, they don't. It's like fantasy football. You
have to
know.
But on the left is where they have the schedule.
Yes.
They don't say bye teams. They're not that capable in the UK. No offense, NFL UK.
No, they just.
You should list the teams that are on a bye. If you're going to include the players in the list of players to be chosen from on this little. You don't tell what's on a bye. I think NFL UK needs to fix that. Because I'm honestly just looking at guys, not for this week, but going forward. I don't want to have to mess with my team every week.
Yeah.
So I picked a team that I thought was good. And the fact is, Steven, the team I put together kicks butt.
Does it?
It really does. From this point on, I should be really
good. I don't know if it's
my 62 points a week is just garbage.
Kick, butt as much as mine.
Okay.
Here's the week four fixtures right on the side.
Yeah. Where's the bye teams?
I'm going to put a bye team. You need to know.
You list the bye teams. We always do that.
Yeah, but that's us.
Because we're better. Because we're. And Steven, is the bar excellence or is the bar. What is the bar?
I don't know.
The bar used to be excellence, Steven. We're back on task here. The Cardinals will handle this. We'll cover and take care of the Dolphins. The Bengals at the Jaguars. Bengals,
how many points
two
do
and
you
one.
Have, by the way? Because do you know how many points I scored last week?
I have no way of knowing how many, because I've had to use a different login, because they don't send you. They say, like, send me a new password. That actually doesn't work.
Okay.
So I've had it. So right. I have no idea.
All right.
It's really annoying. How many points you get last week?
127.
Dang! That's like double mine. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Do you want to hug? I didn't know if 100 points was possible in this league. Yeah. Apparently it is. Yeah.
I think I want to see the results because I think nobody beat me.
Did you see my note
week.
To Carl, which is how do we find
yes,
out?
Yes.
If some of you guys see the halftime where they do the fantasy football thing, somebody could just take a picture of their TV screen and show us the standings.
Yes.
We have no idea what the standings are.
We don't know where we are.
No one talks to us.
All I know is that after week one, I was third behind Kevin Claypool.
Who told you that?
He sent us the report.
And then he stopped.
And then they never came anymore.
Come on, boss. Get it together here.
Come on, boss. All right, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals and Jaguars, 2-1, 1-2. What are you going to do when they come for you, Steven?
Bad boys. What you going to do? What concerns me is the Bengals defense. What happened to these guys now?
Yeah.
Last week they were so good. Last year they were so good on defense.
They were.
And this year, people are rolling up on them. Rolling on them.
Cincinnati Bengals, my final medal team. They're 14th in my powerful rankings.
I mean, I'm at a loss as to the Cincinnati Bengals defense. They are slightly better than the Saints, the Redskins.
And by the way, the Saints are the worst.
They're the worst. And then you've got the Tennessee Titans, second worst. And then the Redskins, 30th. And at 29, you have the Cincinnati Bengals. They are giving
angry.
Up 416 yards of offense per game.
If you can't win with that, but the problem is Jacksonville's not going to be able to score that many yards. MJD will get 120, 125.
Yeah, but then they won't be able to pass.
Exactly. And they will get a couple hundred yards passing, but at the end of the day, 300 yards is offense is all they're going to be able to muster. Andy Dalton is – remember, they're getting – is Jerome Simpson back this week?
The Bengals are 31st in the league. They're giving up 102 points. They've given up so far.
Per game.
No, they've given up 102 points. That's 34 per game.
34 points per game, right.
That's second to last.
Yes, it is. But this is the Jaguars. Can the Jaguars score 34 points if you put replacement refs out there to defend them? I mean, honestly.
Probably not. But the Jags did play some serious ball in beating Indianapolis last week.
That was the Colts. That I have below in the standings at 1-2. And, yeah. Okay, this game sucks. Let's just be honest. I've got the Bengals.
I had the Bengals.
You've talked yourself off them.
I have talked myself off of them.
Okay, Jaguars, got you.
Because Cincinnati, defensively, who am I kidding? I'm not taking the Jags.
Why do you make me change things? Well, it's not simple, Steven, for me to highlight a color in blue and then go re-highlight it. And why Microsoft doesn't keep it highlighted is beyond
it's
me.
It's really simple for me.
And then go up and make the text white so
why
that it shows up.
Why don't you just do Apple Z? Takes you back one step.
Apple Z?
Yeah.
Command Z kind of thing?
Yeah.
And undo?
Yeah.
I just did undo twice, but I'm saying the amount of work it took me to change it in the first place.
Oh,
I undoing see. It is simple, but I have to actually click several places. You have no idea how hard it is to be me.
And then you don't even take this with you, and you don't even know who you picked.
For what? You know what? I wouldn't remember to send this home to myself. You're right. This sheet will be useless if I don't email it to myself.
There you go. So why are you doing it?
Do you think
it?
I'm coming back here? You're so wrong. Maybe tonight, Thursday Night Football, come back to the Rave Cave. You coming to the Rave Cave? You're doing radio tonight?
I have to do radio.
Come to the Rave Cave. Let's watch football in the Rave Cave.
It's so comfortable in my house.
It is, but you know what? You know what's not back here?
What?
Kids. And your kids are adorable.
Yes, but there's the kicker. Trish is working late tonight.
How are you going to do radio? Are you going to take the kids to the cave?
I have to work on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Put it that way.
But have Kara babysit.
I can't afford Kara right now.
she needs $25 a month so she can get a smartphone.
We both have the Bengals.
Yes, we both got the Bengals, yes. Apparently.
There you go.
Here we
the
go,
New
friends.
New Orleans Saints travel to Green Bay. This is your second game on Sky Sports. Saints at Packers. Oh, I tell you what, Jeffrey.
Two teams matter than a hornet on the foxtails.
But there
hunt.
Is one team that's matter.
You mean most recently? Yeah, yes. The Green Bay Packers. I got Green Bay. 7.5 point is the line.
If you have
if
you drafted Aaron Rodgers,
start him everywhere.
You have been angry because he has not given you the type of points
pedestrian.
That you're going to be happy this week.
New Orleans defense is god-awful.
Dead last.
DFL, dead
oh,
freaking
also,
last.
Oh, also, by the way, if you've got Cedric Benson, I would start him.
Yeah, I'm starting Ced this
Jamal
week.
Jamal Charles only rushed for 223 yards last week.
Yep.
So I would start him.
And by the way, if you have Mark Ingram, you might want to think about giving him a start, too.
I don't know.
Not over a lot of people.
Yeah.
But he's not a bad play this week with bye weeks and with all the injuries
yeah,
at running
but
back.
Packers are pretty good at stopping the run. They haven't given up a lot of.
Not this year. They haven't been so good.
All right.
Saints, Packers, we both got them. It's going to be your late game on Sky, as Steven said. 7.5. We both got Packers in that one. 54 is the over-under. That is the biggest over-under of the weekend. They're expecting a shootout, and I think they're going to get a shootout. The Packers have got to get off to a fast start. Get Aaron Rodgers in that rhythm early. Essential. The Washington Redskins at 1-2 at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as I've now called them, the Pirates that can't do anything except blitz against victory formations.
We're the Pirates who
don't do anything except
we
blitz against victory formations. Good work with that. The Washington Redskins, I think, come in and roll you and smoke you like a big doobie.
Wow.
Robert Griffin continues to have his issues, but he also continues to perform simultaneously. And they will go into Tampa Bay and take care of business. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are just 2.5 point favorites there.
Yeah,
St. Petersburg area.
I've actually got the Bucs because at home, Tampa Bay has been pretty dominant.
Now you're scaring me. You're right. I got the Bucs.
Come on! I got to now uncheck the Redskins from you, man!
You haven't actually done anything
I have!
Yet.
Look at it!
Yeah.
Look over it!
No, I'd rather not.
But it's because you know it's true!
No, because I'm lazy.
So now you've got the Bucks too.
I got the Bucks. You're right. Yeah. At home,
you knew I was gonna make that the challenge game.
No,
dog.
Dude, but you got three to pick from, so I'm not four, baiting actually. You in anything. We differ on three games.
Four:
Patriots, Chargers, Seahawks. Oh, and then you've got the Jaguars.
No,
no.
Bills, Lions, Chiefs, Rams.
Wow. Wait, Bills.
You've got Bills, Lions, Chiefs, and Rams.
You got the Vikings.
They're not Vikings, dude.
Good luck with that. No, I know they're not.
Guess who's
actually
on top of their division? If you would update the helmets, man, that's you got one job. You got one job
I got
to
one
do.
Job. I love that. Oh, to have one job. Oh, to have one job.
It's funny because I was laughing at Trisha. I don't know what it was, but I'm like,
better not have accused her of having one
job.
Yeah,
I'm like, honey.
Oh my
you
god,
you got one job to do.
Bust what? My ass. Yes, I'm doing that job.
Oh, I love my wife.
The Sunday
man.
Games, we both got Tampa Bay. Wow, but see, they're mossy green, and the Redskins aren't.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing.
What about my comment? RG3 needs to make sure he doesn't end up KIA.
Yeah,
that was clever.
He is getting taking way too many hits.
But that was clever, and I had to put the initials in because
I
didn't want to think it was
not
a Kia.
Clever.
Yeah, but my sense of humor generally doesn't work.
Do
for you.
Do you want me to every time?
No, I don't need affirmation.
Jeffrey, that was funny, right? You know which one did make me laugh?
What?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers one. I did laugh out loud.
That, well, yeah, that made me laugh too, and I don't make myself laugh out loud too often.
Okay.
Pirates don't do anything except blitz against
Let's go to Sunday Night Football. We got a good one. The Washington Redskins traveling to the New York Giants traveling to Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, home of the Philadelphia Eagles, where last year the Eagles kind of toyed with the Giants a little bit.
They did. And they happen to be 2-point favorites at home. This is going to be amongst my dumb wager lines of the week as well, because the Giants are going to win.
You got the Giants winning outright.
Yeah, I do. The defending Super Bowl champion New York Football Giants.
I've got the Giants too. I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised if Philadelphia won.
If the Eagles found a way, and I might change this game.
Okay.
Be ready on Sunday. Although it sounds like we're going to be together. If I can rustle up some.
Do re mi. Here's a quarter.
We haven't had any bets yet.
Oh, Steven, our bets that are a quarter in nature aren't going to get you anything.
What?
They're not going to help you with any of your life's pursuits.
What are you talking about?
You need to wager more than a quarter in order to achieve some ambitions and some goals.
Oh, yeah. It's the rounders, right? Where he's walking out.
I
Matt Damon.
Once.
He's walking out at the end. He's like, you know, you can't lose what you don't put in front of you.
That's right.
But then again, can't win either. And then he goes back to the table, puts it all down. I love that. And then he takes the Russian dude for all that money. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good movie. You should check it out.
I said I haven't seen it twice.
Oh, I see.
Saw The Town the other day for the second time. Still a great movie.
Yeah.
Woo, doggy. Yeah.
I don't like the ending, though.
Oh, I'm cool with it. I like it.
He either should have died or something.
He should have died. Ben Affleck should die. Giants
Affleck!
And Eagles. You've got the Giants for
yes.
now.
For now.
We're pulling in the train station, people. Here comes the last
Monday
one.
Monday Night Woo-woo! Football. Now, I hear there's a game happening in Texas.
Tejas. No, the Texans are playing. Actually, they are hosting the Titans. So you're correct about that.
What about Monday Night Football?
Oh, yeah. The Bears are playing the Cowboys. What ifs?
What ifs? ESPN, Cowboys favored by 3.5.
I wouldn't touch this line,
I'm ready
first
for
of
this.
All.
This I guarantee.
Oh, when homers guarantee things, it's time to plug your ears, friends.
When homers guarantee stuff.
It's time to plug your ears.
I guarantee we see Jay Cutler pouty face in the second quarter.
Oh.
Before halftime.
I'm okay with that. I think that's probable.
He going to get beat down,
I was
going to
say, homers guarantees are as reliable as a carnival won fish, you know?
A carnival won fish?
A fish you won at the carnival.
Okay. What's wrong with those?
They usually die.
Oh, really?
Really fast.
No, I kept one for a couple years.
That's what I'm saying. It's as reliable as. Sometimes they die immediately before you get home. Sometimes it lasts for years.
Sometimes they die before they... That's just sad. They die before you get home?
Yeah.
Well, did you leave it in the car locked up with the windows rolled up?
It wasn't boiling. No, I'm serious about walking around with the fish in the bag, and the fish dies in the bag before you even get it to the car.
Were you shaking it?
No, and you take it back to the little man, and he actually replaces it and says he's sorry, and he's never seen that before. And you're like, oh, okay. That I'm sure is true. Okay. Bears at Cowboys, Steven. The Chicago Mighty Bears D. They look like they can handle anything. The sky's a roll.
Referees, baby! We don't have to have last Monday night happen again.
He's a hero again.
You know this is what happened, Jeff. You know, you're an owner. You're chilling.
I'm not an owner.
No. I thought you were.
I'm one five-seven billionths of the Green Bay Packers.
Okay. So, anyways, you're an owner.
Right.
You're watching Monday Night Football last week.
Mm-hmm.
And, or you're not. Either way,
everyone watched Monday Night Football.
Either way, the result of that game, if you're an older, either A, you're watching it, and if you weren't watching it, you immediately got a call from somebody that said, you need to turn on Monday Night Football.
You were getting calls the whole game.
Right.
And texts.
And now you see this, and you're sitting there, and you're saying, that could be my team.
Absolutely, that could be your team.
And now, fortunately, it was... For the Green Bay, fortunately, it was the Green Bay Packers who don't have an owner per se.
Yeah, and a bunch of guys,
right, and a whole bunch of other people. So
and gals,
because you don't think that owner would have been a little PO'd?
Well, this owner was.
All right, so here you go, Jeff. So now the owner's saying, "Man, that could have been my team. This could very well affect the playoffs for the Green
Bay
Packers."
Absolutely, first tiebreaker is
just head to head. Packers and Seattle could very well be second in their both in their divisions, could both be tied at 11-5 or 10-6. Guess who's going to the playoff, friends? Seattle.
The Seattle Seahawks.
Not Green Bay. And I think the owners were like, okay, let's get this done. They did. This Monday, we get good refs. I hope it's Hockey League because I want to see his guns on Monday night. I think Cowboys are going to address their issues on the offensive side of the ball. That defense is tough. I'm telling you, if the Cowboys fix their offensive line problems with the way their defense is playing football right now, they're going to be tough out.
Jens Linter, I'm taking the Cowboys because they're at home.
Okay.
And I believe that they are a better team. Barely. I've got Chicago just above them in the standings, but because the Bears have played better than the Cowboys have so far, and I think you would acknowledge that. Even with the Bears' horrible outing 2 games ago, they are still, or last week I should say, they've performed at a higher level than the Cowboys. The Cowboys have still got some work to do. I love, that was the comment from, I think it might have been Jerry Jones after the game, and Sean Payton. Well, no, not Sean Payton, Jason Garrett. Which is, we've still got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
And they do. And I hope that they've been doing it. And they've got a big Monday night stage to show it to us. That's the games. Steve's got to pick a challenge game. We got some of your questions we got to go through.
Yeah, I've got some here on Twitter real quick. Stephen Pollard said, really talk refs. Okay, I'm done with the refs.
Well, most people are saying you can talk a little bit about the refs, but please go back to talking about games. But Jens Linder has a question, and we like Jens. I have a question. Why is it important for players to name their university when they introduce themselves? Americans are very proud of their alma mater and their university, and for all football players, well, for the overwhelming majority of football players, it's not a given that they would have even gone to college and gotten a college education if it were not for football.
Right.
So that's part of just the history, and college football is really big over here. That's the answer, and that's a great question. So what do you got?
Let's see. Did you guys see the question I messaged you? Do you know the answer? Well, I didn't see the question, so sorry there, Peter.
Please include all necessary data to respond to your stuff. Like the thing I sent you a year ago, what do you
Jorge
say about it?
Would like for us to talk about the hockey lockout.
Hockey lockout.
Sorry.
You know what, Jorge? All I know is that it allows me to continue to say the Stanley Cup champion LA Kings. If we miss this whole season, we're going to be the Stanley. We get to keep the cup longer.
That's true.
And I'm happy
I like
with
this
that.
From Tyler Gardner. He says, the replacement refs have been taken out behind the barn. I think it's best they stay buried.
I want the two-hour show back.
I think it's best
I want two-hour shows buried. Back. Leo, you're never getting two-hour shows back because Steven and I have figured out a way to have a life and still do this. Sorry. But I appreciate the sentiment. I love these comments. Most of them are like, just talk about football, guys. And I hope that we did that. We're at 75 minutes here on the show.
We are, and that's just about it. I'm going to – I know that historically, whenever I make a challenge game between Seattle and the Rams, I lose. But I am going to stick to my guns. I do not believe the Rams are a very good football team.
Right.
And so I think Seattle goes in there and they take care of business. I am taking the a week after the debacle. I'm taking Seattle. The Rams aren't that good. There's your challenge game, folks.
Wow.
Seattle over the Rams. Either way, I'm taking a road team. I'm going to go with the one with the good defense. So there you go.
Take the one with the better traveling
Although,
defense.
I may take the Patriots because.
Dude.
Look, how many times are you going to see the Patriots lose three games in a row? When's the last time you ever seen that? Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that in your lifetime? I mean, you got to go all the way back to the 80s when they were bad. When's the last time in recent history, in the last 10 years, have you seen the New England Patriots lose three games in a row? That's what we're talking about here with New England. Right?
Yeah.
I'm taking the Patriots. I'm taking the Patriots over the Bills. That's the challenge game.
Patriots over the Bills it is, and that's the game on TV, so we can actually even talk about the challenge game. Just got this note from Ian from the Sports Cafe. He is going to be moving on to kinder venues. October 18th is his last day.
The 2 weeks before we get there?
Yeah, he's going to make it all happen for us because he's that cool. But as we feared, the Patriots do have something booked in there. So our party might have to be earlier in the afternoon.
They have it that night?
Well, I think we can go up to 9, is what he said. Then the Patriots have it after that at 9. So we got some work to do. We got some figuring to do. But be flexible, people, and stay in touch because we will obviously have the party.
There's so much stuff to do during the day on Saturday, though.
I know. The Trafalgar Square stuff. Yes. We got a lot. So, Patriots, Bills, challenge game. Steve's got Patriots. I got Bills. It sounds like the only one we can agree on, most dumbest wager line of the day, is the Cardinals -5.5 at home hosting the Dolphins. Is that where we are? As far as housekeeping business?
Yeah, I would say that one.
But it's not a bet the house on it kind of bet. Like how strong we've been this last
I do. Literally, lots of units have been made over those three games the last 3 weeks.
I just wish somebody was betting on our behalf. But that being said, go out, check out the Powerful Rankings, make your comments, tell me why I'm dumb. I always enjoy that. I am Jeff Ellis.
I'm Steven Miranda, and you've been listening to NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.